720 WGN, John Hanson here on Your Money Matters, and you probably have less of it than you did at the beginning of the day. Heck, the beginning of the week. Craig Bolanos joins us now from Wealth Management Group, and Craig, boy oh boy, the winning streak that you and I have is over of your appearances always being in the green. This has been kind of a brutal couple weeks here, hasn't it?
It's been a tough couple of weeks. This week in particular has been difficult, but again, people should not panic. Panic is not a strategy. And I think we just need to talk a little bit about the near-term direction of this market and then what people should be doing with those retirement balances. That's
well,
right, John.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it, because when Jerome Powell speaks, obviously markets react, and we see these big yo-yos based on every word. Did you hear anything in his speech in the press conference afterwards that we hadn't expected? I mean, I feel like sometimes markets overreact when people who plan carefully just kind of take it all in stride with what we expected him to say.
Well, there was a four-letter word that he used during the press conference, and it is a word that I can say on radio, John, so we're safe. Don't worry about hitting that cough button.
Mm-hmm.
The word was pain, P-A-I-N. So now, let's not exacerbate that. Let's just take it for what it's worth. At the end of the day, the near-term trend in this market is lower. There is still some hope that we're going to find some support right around that 3,700 range, but essentially it looks like we are clearly going to retest, which is very common. We're going to retest those June 17th lows of 3,666. Notice the 666,
right?
At the end of the day, I do want to remind people of a couple of things that have happened here. You know, is the Federal Reserve decision that we're talking about a game changer by itself? No, it's not. The only thing that's occurred is we know that the terminal rate, that's how high these things are going to go, it's going to be 4 5/8 versus 4.5. That's not a ton. There's really two variables I think we pay attention to that you and I can jawbone about. Number one is this. What are Q3 earnings going to be? Because if third quarter earnings turn out to be resilient, then it's likely that 2023 earnings are still going to be okay. And there is a flip side to all this negativity. Thus far in 2022, the economic growth, to be honest, it's somewhat resilient. So I think investors like myself, we're going to stay laser focused on economic growth and earnings, and we still might be okay here. That's investment talk for saying there could be a short squeeze. There could be some momentum into the end of the year. There's seasonality, but certainly many hopes have been dashed. A soft landing is not happening now. We will definitively learn about that recession in 2023.
When you say testing the bottoms, going back a little bit, I think to the average investor, you know, we're not really testing anything. We're just keeping, we should be keeping our head down and sticking to the plan. I know where they say that. So what do you mean by that? Are there people out there that kind of wait and see and, maybe this is the time to buy in, this is the time to buy in and try and, is that what you mean by testing the bottom?
Yeah, well, so when I say testing the bottom, it's not uncommon when we have these bear markets, which clearly we found ourselves in, that we end up having these rallies, and then we have to go back to the lows a second time to retest the prior low to get everybody who didn't sell to finally sell, to create that capitulation, to then create a meaningful, sustainable advance. But to your point, there are investors and there are traders. And what I was just talking about, 3666, a retest at the bottom, all of that is trader talk. I think investors should control what they can control. And right now, that's funding your 401k plan, funding your IRA, putting money into the health savings accounts, not forgetting the importance of 529 plans for those that have kids. And above all else, if we are getting into a period of slower economic growth, which is going to cause some job attrition into early next year, people should be focusing on building up those emergency reserves going into December 31st.
We're talking about what the Fed is doing, and is it worth it to bring down inflation at the expense of losing jobs? And I guess it comes down to a numbers thing. Inflation affects all of us. Runaway inflation is no good for any economy. And even in a recession, yes, you're going to have job loss, and that is not good if you're one of those unlucky few. But it is is few, right? I mean, even if we end up at 8 or 9% unemployment, which is, would be incredibly high and incredibly painful, I guess it is what their eye is on is that not that the broad base of everyone isn't paying too much for their goods and services.
That's exactly right. It's about the greater good. But, John, no one's talking about 8 or 9%
right.
unemployment
rate. Right, right, right. You know, I didn't mean to scare anybody.
And a half. No, no, because you just scared me. I'm like, wait, don't throw out numbers casually. This is a finance show. I'm teasing. But listen, the truth is we're at 3.5% unemployment. We've moved that rate up from 3.5 to 3.7. It's going to go to 3.8. It's going to go to 3.9. But listen, anything in the 4% range really is maximum employment. And yes, we need to do whatever we can to crush inflation because that ultimately hits everybody on the planet in a similar fashion, but it's more impactful to certain wage earners. So we got to break the back of inflation. Everybody knows it's important to do. And having a Fed that obviously was caught offsides, to use a hockey analogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're at that point in time that they are using rhetoric and doing whatever they can to reassure everybody that they will not stop until inflation is quelled. So I think people should take some comfort in that. We're not going to have a repeat of 73, 74, 75, 76. That's not the wage price spiral. That's not the stagflation environment we're in. So focus on quality, allocate correctly, diversify appropriately, have a good set of rebalancing protocols and security selection. And I just have to say it, ultimately, this too shall pass. If someone asks me, do I think that markets are noticeably higher this time 1 year from now, I'm saying it right now on a large radio listening audience. Yes, John, that's the case. So we got to stay in the game.
Yeah. I want to pivot here. We only got a minute or two left, but I want to talk about China. And even beyond the zero COVID policy that they have, which has really hurt their economy, more and more I read about China's future economy, the more and more it doesn't seem like the juggernaut that it appeared to have been 10 years ago. Am I reading too much into this? Is this just zero COVID has really brought them down and they're still a roaring economy raring to go? Or has the push away from globalization changed the outlook of China moving forward over the next 10, 20 years?
Holy cow, that's deep.
That sounds like
a Sunday morning press show. This is fantastic. But let it be known that this is the first year that I can remember that the USA, the United States economy, our GDP is going to outgrow China. We're back into the pole position. We're number one, baby. And I do believe that the structural changes, some of that is demographic, what I call age wave population density studies in China, plus you got to put on the very draconian measures of zero COVID. And add to that deglobalization, yes, China is going to start growing again, but I do not believe that China is going to be growing at the juggernaut it once was. So does that all of a sudden mean that we're not going to have worldwide global expansion? No, it doesn't mean that. It just means we've entered into a lengthier period, a secular period of slower global growth. And for the time being, I encourage people to stay overweight U.S.-based investments. That's not just a comment on our economy. That's a comment on currency. And if people follow those rules, they're going to be okay finishing out the end of the year.
No idea how you answered that in only a minute or so. That was magic, Craig Bolanos. It's always good to talk with you, my friend. And we appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you, John. Great to be back.
InvestWithWMG.com. Craig Bolanos, always a great conversation. Take a break. Then we got the news here on WGN.